Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, open mic, and hello everybody. Welcome to our program where you can pick your own subject if you want to phone in and talk about whatever you want. You know, a lot of people want to talk about sports. Whatever you want to talk about, just keep it clean, all right? Heard a very interesting item on the news. And, you know, from time to time you hear this. And I think a lot of the politicians like to excite the public by releasing news information that there could be a shutdown of the government. I mean, you know, every once in a while this will occur, and they always somehow manage to get through it. You know, the government doesn't shut down. So, you know, that shows you that there's some kind of a trigger here, you know, that they're playing some kind of a game. And I think that as we get closer to the election, you know, you may have the kind of situation, now this is speculation, but you may have the kind of situation where, oh, the government's going to be shut down November 1st, and then by some miracle, President Biden saved the country. You see? That kind of thing. In other words, the president will do something, you know, to make sure that the government does not shut down, and it never has, to my knowledge. I don't think it ever has. But it's almost funny the way these politicians like to freak people out and psych them out and excite people. And well, I guess some people get frightened of it. You know, common sense. The government cannot shut down. There was an economist who got on the news several months ago. They shot him up pretty fast. It only got up there once, as far as I know. And he said that the government can never shut down because they can make all the money they want. And it's true. It's common sense. How can the government shut down if they can make all that money? Just print the money. You know. So, there you have another ploy. And, you know, if they really wanted to help this country, they would stop wasting all this money. They would mandate the agencies for the disabled and the elderly to be able to raise money and help people so that the government wouldn't have to put up that much money and they could get the hell out of our business. See, that's the problem. We've got the government in our business, all right? Nursing homes, service dogs, accessibility, all kinds of stuff that is happening. And the government is minding our business. You know, they don't do that to anybody else, only the disabled. Nobody else has to wonder, am I going to be able to get into this restaurant if I take my wife out or whatever it is, you know. Only people who are disabled. So there you have a very, very stupid situation that can easily be remedied. I mean, you know, it's not going to happen overnight, but it can be remedied by passing a law. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing, which we need desperately. We need housing. And pass a law that nursing homes are no longer allowed to exist in this country. And at the same time, make part of that law should be that the agencies must raise the money to keep the person in their own home. If the agencies fail to do so, the government must step in and do so. I mean, that's common common sense anyway. That's common knowledge. You know, if people's safety are involved, and they're not getting the help they need, that they need, the government is obligated to protect those people. That's what this country is about. That's why they call it a free country. In many of the other countries where you don't have that, the government doesn't care. They don't protect the people. They just let them rot away or die or whatever it is. But in this country, they're supposed to protect us. And we're not talking about putting us in nursing homes to protect us, because that doesn't protect people. That makes it worse. That opens up all kinds of horrors on the person. So there's our analogy of this ridiculous, stupid government shutdown. If they didn't waste all this money, they wouldn't have to worry about that. I mean, you know, let the agencies do the job that they're supposed to do. Help the disabled. The way it is now, they cannot do the job they're supposed to do because they're limited. They have to follow a certain criteria, a certain rule. If those rules weren't there, with the stupid open doors and all that crap, whatever they call it, with the nursing homes, if those rules weren't there and the agencies were allowed to raise the money to help people get out of the nursing home, get into their own home, and so on and so forth, the nursing homes would be emptied out. Nobody would be in there. See? Because all you got to do is start a fundraising campaign with publicity that we got to help all these people. And you know how people love to help people, especially in this country. I mean, come on. You know, common knowledge that people like to help the disabled and the elderly once they're shown what is needed and then what we have to do. Common knowledge. You know? I mean, just think about it. People want to help, you know, but the help right now is translated into these damn nursing homes. That's the problem, see? If you got rid of them and the help translated into somebody staying in their own home and the agencies were officially allowed to raise money for that and it was all over the radio and television and the internet, you'd see how fast this whole thing would come together. Because people would then realize, oh, we're not going to waste all this money on these damn nursing homes anymore. The agencies are raising the money. Oh, yeah, I'll donate $100. I'll donate $1,000. My company will donate $3 million. You know, whatever. They're going to get a write-off. That's how it would work. I saw it work in 1973 when Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles got together and we were helping blind people to get jobs. The response was overwhelming. And that was like a local thing. We're talking about this nursing home business is a national thing, you know. And all you have to do is get a couple of celebrities to identify with it, and that would be easy if you passed a law and you know, people now could remain in their own home. I believe it would work. I really do. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, brought to you by Dave from Milton. Milton the guide dog killed at the guide dog school a couple of years ago, July, and that crime compounded by the fact that they haven't replaced Milton with the blind woman, Michelle, a true, true horror story. All right. If you frequent Shelby's Kitchen, you'll see the presence of Milton, you know, pictures and all that, drawings. Shelby's Kitchen for catering, 631-286-0444. And if you'd like to do a day for Milton, no matter what state you're in, a day for Milton, contact InnerSight. We'll tell you how we did it here last May in New York, and we'll be happy to help whatever group would like to do a day for Milton in any state. We will help you. 631-224-3090, Inner Sight Hotline, or the email, Inner Sight 1620@gmail.com. So, a day for Milton to raise awareness, to let people know that the schools, service dog schools, are not regulated and they're not licensed. And that's how they're able to get away with killing a guide dog and not replacing it. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Third Eye Insight. You want to stay in shape and learn how to protect yourself. Call Devin Fernandez with his group, Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464, 445-3464, Devin Fernandez. Hey, we're brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. And thank you so much, Joanne Diamond, with her help, for her help, and for being loyal and caring all the years in helping the great, great Akita. Phone number 609-388-7004. Or you can send an email, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Go to the website, and you see all the beautiful angelic Akita. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there in Islip, New York, 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. Donor to Inner Sight, thank you so much. We greatly appreciate it. And he's also trying to get a couple of apartments for us, for people, for disabled people who are in shelters. So we thank him for that. Yeah. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, our Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. If you need an attorney, we got a good one for you. He's a civil rights lawyer, James Bahamonde, 516-783-9662, and he's a disabled attorney. So if you think you have a case or you think your rights have been violated, give Jim a call. He'll let you know. 516-783-9662, Baja Monday. I can't remember the last name. Just call him Jim. That's what I call him. All right. Inner Sight, Suffolk Bus Corp, thank you. All of our friends, we thank for their support. And, of course, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Thank you so much for your donation. Received it today. Put it in the bank. Inner Sight is not going to shut down, that's for sure. We're going to keep going until we shut down some of these adversaries of Inner Sight and of the disabled, like the nursing homes. That's what should shut down, not the government, the nursing homes. All right. SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And partnering with them on the news conference coming up middle of March. I'm hoping to secure the date tomorrow, in fact, when I call and thank the executive director, Joseph Delgado, for the donation. So I'll try to get a date, and we can move forward on that. Inner Sight, teaming up with Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And as Joe said, going to come down real hard on these nursing homes. We've got to. They're hurting people. They're killing people. So they're going to have to reckon with us and with the Lord. Inner Sight, all right, open mic, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in and keep it clean and just sound off about whatever is on your mind. I think it's amazing how the sweet groundhog can tell the weather, even months in advance, the early spring. And we've been showing a lot of signs of that. Oh, here in New York, it was 54 today, I believe. Got up to 54 degrees. In Illinois, talking to my friend Pepper, and it was 72 degrees over there today in the suburbs of Illinois. So go groundhog. I'd listen to the groundhog more than I would the weather people, that's for sure. He really called it. Of course, nothing is perfect, but I think the animals are closer to knowing the weather than the humans, for a number of reasons. You know, because they have to. They have to protect themselves, their little ones, and so on and so forth. So God gave them that mechanism, many of them, to know what's coming about. So thank you, little sweet groundhog, for the early spring. All right, Inner Sight. Open mic brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, going extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. All right. And if you'd like to be a part of a cool chat room after we go off the air, if you dial 712-432-5949, you go into room 64, you will encounter a cool chat room. It's a clean chat room, all right? And Sweet Pepper runs it. It's her room. So once again, that number is 712-432-5949, room 64. Just follow the prompts and they'll bring you right to the room. Starts up about 9:30. All right, Inner Sight. Around the world, open mic, and you know, every day I hear these companies trying to improve what they're doing, and it's so disheartening because none of the agencies for the disabled are trying to improve. Well, a lot of them can't improve because they're contracted by the state. You see? Now, I think that's a very, very big mistake that the politicians have made, you know, dictating to the state what they can do and what they can't do, because you're not a true advocate when your hands are tied like that. You know, you can't be. And that means that people are going to get hurt who need the advocacy. People are going to be disappointed. People are going to be left in places they don't want to be. There's all kinds of repercussions on that. So I think it's very unfair of the state to use money to control the situation, you know, dictating what kind of advocacy can or cannot be done. You know, the way that's set up is very, very wrong. It should not be that way. I mean, you know, the only ruling should be is you're not allowed to do anything criminal. That I could see. You know. But not as far as being an advocate, you know. Turning the nursing homes into accessible housing would be a prime example of that, of course. And the independent living centers have to follow the criteria. The government gives them money to try to get people at a nursing home. But they have to follow a certain criteria. Otherwise, the person doesn't qualify. So that means that how many thousands of people, maybe millions, are left in the nursing home to suffer and therefore are more open to being abused and taken advantage of and their money taken from them. See? That's what's going on. All because the independent living centers are limited as to what they can do, even though the money is there to help the person. So it's a very, very disheartening type of situation that we certainly do not approve of to inner sight, and that we certainly do not follow, and that we certainly do not practice that kind of advocacy. And we never will. 823 New York, inner sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. And I hear that Mr. Trump won the primary in South Carolina. And the news made the comment that that being true, people are still donating money to Miss Haley. You know, so they're projecting that it could mean that Mr. Trump will have a lot of difficulty winning the Republican nomination. Well, be that true or not, I don't know. But you know, there's a bit of an element there, because and keep in mind, nobody's perfect. None of these politicians are perfect. You know, they're all corrupt in some way. All right. But there's a bit of an element there that is saying that we don't want Mr. Trump to win no matter what, because, you know, we don't like the way he's going to handle things. And on the other hand, Mr. Biden has done a horrible job. So a lot of people talk about it, and you know, you can tell when people talk about the election in the cafes, on the chat lines, and all these people say, oh, I'm not going to vote for Joe. You know, I'm not talking about just one, two people. I'm talking about 20, 30, 40 people that I've come across in the last few months. You know, that's an indication that there's a big buildup of people who don't think he's doing a good job. You know, that we need somebody different and more skillful, and someone with a more protective type of attitude toward the country. That's what I feel. Now, I don't know if Mr. Trump is the right man. I'm not that happy with Donald Trump or Mr. Biden. So where do you go from there? Anyway, Inner Sight, open mic, what do you have to say about it? 213-816-1650. Anybody out there, if you'd like to talk about politics or anything, pick your own subject. Anybody on the line?
No.
Right.
No. Just us.
All right. Yeah, so we have, let's see. Oh, Friday is March 1st, by the way. We have 122,000, what is it, 400 and something? Can you give me an accurate number?
I am.
122,000.
I think it's 527, but let me, it went up to 30, 530. So, yeah, 122,530.
122,530?
Correct.
Is that the right number?
Yes, it is.
All right. So that means that a lot of people listen to us, and a lot more will be listening to us, you know, as we grow and the message out as to what we believe needs to be done in this country for people who are disabled, for people who will become disabled, you know, through no fault of their own, for people who are in the military who will become disabled, and the agencies that are supposed to be there for us must do a lot more to help if we're to be liberated. You can't do it without the agencies, because the government wants to control the disabled. There's no doubt about that. They're in control now in many situations, and they want to keep it that way. And that's why we need to create more than ever this awareness that we don't need that kind of control. We need equality and freedom. So join within a site. Sign the petition. We got two petitions up there, change.org. One on the service dog school and one with the nursing homes. And if you'd like to participate in the news conference that we're planning a couple of weeks, contact InnerSight, email, or the InnerSight hotline. The email is InnerSight1620@gmail.com. Or you can call the InnerSight hotline. Leave your phone number, 631-224-3090. If you'd like to tell your story and why you believe these nursing homes shouldn't be there, or a story about a loved one or a relative or someone that you're trying to keep out of the nursing home and getting no help from the government. The government doesn't come along and say, hey, we commend you for trying to keep so-and-so out of a nursing home. We commend you so much that we're gonna guarantee you that this person will not go to a nursing home. They won't do that. Could do it. They could do it through executive order, I believe. By the, you know, mandating the agencies in the person's neighborhood to help raise money to help keep the person out of the nursing home. But you see, they won't do it because that means you don't need the damn nursing homes. And that's what they won't be a part of, that kind of a concept. So, you got to do it on your own. Well, InnerSight would help. Contact us. You know, we'd be happy to help as much as we can. All right, let's see. Tomorrow night is our nursing home program, indeed. Every Wednesday we have a InnerSight hour donated to help and to make people aware about these nursing homes and various different observations that haven't been done before or taken place on the nursing homes. You know, like, for instance, last week or the week before, we were talking about why aren't the workers in the nursing homes fighting to get the home health aides to come in and help them, and therefore help the resident, the person. See, if they really care about those people, why aren't they doing that? It shows you that they really don't care. They only care about their own ass, so to speak. You know, protect themselves, and that's it. Because if they really cared, they would do something about it. So that's an observation that I've never heard before on this nursing home issue. And we did a thing on a few weeks back. We talked about holistic care of residents. That's an observation that you never heard about before from any of the groups. So there you have that. That's what InnerSight is about. You know, pioneering these various observations and putting them out there and letting people know that it's all about being equal. That's what all this is about. All right, InnerSight, open mic, 213-816-1620. 1650. How you doing with did we get Louie on the line? Yeah, Louie.
Not yet. He should be coming soon.
Yeah, if he doesn't forget.
He's asleep.
All right, 8:35. New York, open mic. If you'd like to be on the show, drop us a line or send us an email. InnerSight1620@gmail.com. Or you can leave your phone number on the InnerSight hotline, 631-224-3090. And make sure you leave a phone number so we can call you back. All right. You know, a lot of people are afraid to affiliate themselves with InnerSight, especially those who work with the Independent Living Center. You know, they feel threatened because of what we advocate, and they know that it's right, but they can't participate in it. You know, because the state is breathing down their neck with a threat of taking away their funding. So that's a big reason why we're in this situation. Because the people who are getting the money cannot function fully in an advocacy capacity. That's what it is. That's what's going on here. You can't call the Independent Living and say, hey, my mother is 80 years old, trying to stay at a nursing home. I've been spending my own money. I'm trying to help her, you know. Can you help me do a fundraiser? They won't do that. I mean, if I'm wrong, somebody tell me. Would any agency do that beside us? You see why we're in this situation? There it is. Because the money is not being used in the right way. There's money there, plenty of it. But it's not being used to give people freedom and to make them equal. That's what it's all about. Yeah, so InnerSight is here. We tell it like it is, and we invite people to join us. Made an appeal last night for someone out there who is affluent, and we'd love to sit down with you, and you could get a tax write-off. We're looking for a chunk of money to put forth a campaign to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. And we'd be happy to give you all the details how we believe it can work and work with you, write it up or whatever has to be done. So anybody out there would be so inclined, we'd love to hear from you. All right, InnerSight. Don't forget Friday night. We have some fun on the funnies Friday night with InnerSight. Goofing around, you know. Just having a good time. And come up with some cuckoo stuff. Oh, we're still looking for Jimmy Dinigan. Yeah, anybody out there knows where Dinigan is or any clues, send us an email. Just put Jimmy Dinigan's name on it. And you know, we'll follow through and and see if we could find Dinnigan. Well, what do you get when you Google Jimmy Dinnigan?
I don't know. I was about to do that.
Hang on. How do you spell his last name?
Dinnigan. Dinnigan O'Finnigan. Let's see. Dinnigan. D-I-N. D-I-N-A.
Yeah.
G-E-N.
All right. Let's see what we get.
Jimmy Dinnigan.
All right. Jimmy in the front. I forgot that.
I forgot his mom's name. But he's dead. His brother's name was Brian.
Ah.
Dinnigan.
Jimmy, right?
Yeah. Jimmy Dinnigan. Just
I have it, actually. Let me try again. Oh, wait. I got Dunnigan, not Dinnigan.
No, Dinnigan. Dinnigan.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm spelling it right.
I can't believe it. I can't find it. Yeah, no.
Nothing there, huh?
Mm-mm. I'll keep looking. It's a good thing to get him on there.
Dinnigan doesn't exist.
No. I have to still look. Like, don't worry. Movie, I'll try and find him.
Like that movie with Jimmy Stewart, The Wonderful Life. And the angel said, you don't exist. Yeah. You were never born.
That was the best part. You're never born, and then he showed him everything.
Well, I know that Jimmy was born, but I spent years with him in school.
Hmm.
So I know he was there. But
he was a character, man.
Where he is now, I don't know. Yeah.
How old is he, about your age?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotta be maybe a year or two younger.
They have D-I-N-A-G-E-N instead of I-N. Maybe that's something.
D-I-N-A-G-E-N?
Uh-huh.
That's
more like Dinnigan.
Dinnigan, it's a hard G, gin.
Yeah, no.
What does it say?
It just says, hold on, let me look. Huh.
The first name Jimmy?
I believe so, yeah. No, it's a court case. I don't know if it's James Dinnigan.
All right, yeah, well, that's... James is more official. What does it say about him?
Hold on. James Dinnigan in 1994, and this is a court case. State versus James Dinnigan.
I wonder what that was.
Oh, there's a whole lot of paragraph here and very small writing. I'm not going to read that. Too long.
Does it say it was about a blind guy?
Hang on, let me check. Again, there's a lot of thin text that I can't read. And it's small.
Well, you have to make it bigger.
Yeah, I did, a little.
But that's how he spells his name. I wonder if that's the same one.
Yeah, I know. I'll have to look more.
94.
I hope he didn't pass away. Yeah, right.
Dinnigan O'Finnigan. All right, in a site, we'll search it out and see if we can find,
Okay.
Maybe Friday night we can talk
call
about
him.
It. Find
I'll call him. That'd be cool.
All right, open mic 213-816-1650. Louis is supposed to call in. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, no, hang on. Let me check if he's there or not. Here it is. And no, not yet.
He might have forgotten.
He probably fell asleep.
All right. So,
yeah.
If we get Louie in, we'll do the promo, or either that or I'll do it.
You might have to. He hasn't come on.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Louie Rivera. Now, don't forget to tune in Friday night at the Inner Sight Frolic with Rosanna Dana and the Louie Rivera and the Sanford and Son, and we're going to have Laura Hardy and the Philosopher.
Thank you, Louie.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right, yeah, we'll have a lot of fun Friday night, you know.
Exactly.
All right, Inner Sight, let's see, let's run down the week. Monday night's Mad or Glad, Tuesday's open mic, Wednesday is the nursing home show. Thursday we usually do a different subject, and Friday is the funny. That's the whole week.
Yeah.
The Inner Sight. Now, what you got a calendar?
On my phone now. Hang on. Yes.
When is Easter Sunday?
Oh, good question. I've been wanting to look that up.
Yeah,
let me just put it in a regular format here. Give me a second.
Easter Sunday. When is that?
Yeah, hang on.
It's not in March, right? April.
Well, March is coming up real soon. When is Easter?
But Easter should
Sunday.
Be...
March 31st.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that Easter Sunday, March 31st?
Yeah.
Wow, it's
That's
coming early.
Time. Yeah. Earlier
Easier
each
tonight.
Year. Yeah, right?
Oh, the end of March.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, so, you know, my birthday's coming up in April.
Oh, yeah, you better take off for that.
Turn it around.
Yeah.
I always try to turn the number around of what the age I am. You know.
I do the same, don't feel bad.
But sometimes,
you'll be older.
It makes you older when you turn it around.
Exactly.
So you don't turn it around.
Right.
You leave it the
I'm
way
56,
it is.
But if I did it, it would be 65.
Yeah, you get older. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I'm going to be a kid again in April.
Should do an egg hunt.
What?
They have some things that are egg hunts, but for people who have disabilities with blindness, how are you going to tell, you know, where the eggs are and all that, you know?
Well, we have a dog. The dog can tell.
Oh, yeah, they can.
Well, my dog will find an egg in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is she'll want to eat it.
Exactly. That's why I'm laughing.
All right, Inner Sight. Anybody out there, as a reminder, if you have a dog and you're disabled and you'd like to know what are the possibilities of turning the dog into a service dog, call us. We'd be happy to help you with that. You know, we got to talk to you, find out what your disability is. So contact Inner Sight. There's no charge. We have certified several service dogs to date. And also, if you're... Stop breathing in the phone like that.
Sorry.
If you're disabled and you need a service dog and you don't want to deal with the political rhetoric of the schools, call us. We can talk about it and help you train the dog on your own. So that's a service of Inner Sight. And there's no charge. You can call the Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090, or drop us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. So it's good. If you go to our website, we have to update it, but we have a piece up there on how to train the dog on your own. And we'd be happy to walk you through it and help as much as we can. Ah, you see, now that helps to make people equal. You know, because you don't have to deal with the ins and outs of these agencies. The problem there is if you don't agree with them, you're out. You know, they can just decide that they're not going to help you. There's no law, no hearing, nothing. And most likely, when you apply and you wait for months and months and months, you can damn well believe that they've raised a good amount of money, but you don't get the dog. Where's the fairness on that? That's how it works. That's why we want the schools licensed and regulated. We have over 70,000 names on our petition at change.org. So Inner Sight is trying to make a difference on the whole process. And they're the basis for that, because the CEI started years ago in the 1940s with a blind guy who had a stray dog. He learned how to train dogs in Europe, came back to his country and trained the first guide dog. Helen Keller was one of the founders of the Seeing Eye. So obviously she believed that people should have a right to train their dogs on their own. And the ADA at least gives us that much. So we have to commend Mr. Bush for that, who I understand is a big dog lover and who put that in the ADA. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. If you're out there, 213-816-1650. If you want to sound off, we got a few minutes left, and all the trouble that we have to go through in living our daily lives because of non-accessibility. Who was it? I think somebody did a documentary or some kind of a piece on the day in the life of a disabled. Well, I don't know if they gave the remedies for all the things that people have to go through. I don't believe they did. I don't believe that they just pointed out in trying to educate people. Well, that's good, but you got to go further than that. You got to come down real hard on it and let people know that everybody should be equal. And that would be part of or should be part of the day in the life of a disabled, telling how these various things should be remedied and changed and improved upon. That would be my idea of the day in the life of the disabled. You know, with each thing that you present, how could it be improved? What needs to be done? What should the politicians do? You know, that kind of thing. So that would be more like an inner sight day in the life of a disabled person. Yeah, it's not a bad idea, you know. If we could, maybe sometime we could put something like that together. All right, inner sight. I want to thank all our friends for helping and keeping the show on the air. Don't forget, we're on cable tomorrow night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock, 1997 in the city, and channel 3 on the Spirit channel right on your phone, channel 3, 11 o'clock tomorrow night. Thursday, we're local on Long Island, 9 o'clock, 115. You want to see Inner Sight. So there you have it, Wednesday and Thursday. Some television stuff, you know. And, sometimes people come up to me and say, hey, saw you on television with the Inner Sight program. So people do watch. They do see us. And there are people out there who are trying to make a difference. No doubt about it. All right, Inner Sight. Oh, by the way, if you see Jimmy Dinigan out there, let me tell you what he looks like. I got a minute left, 8:57. He's a little scrawny guy, a little skinny guy, white hair. By now, he's probably all bent over. He's probably all bent over and wrinkled up, I would imagine. I don't know. But, he likes to wear old shoes. Jimmy likes to wear old shoes. So if you see him, drop us a line or email innersight1620@gmail.com. And give us a location, you know. All right, goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.